Oh, I'm sure you'll find the treasure we came here for. According to this map of the Netherworld's outer passageways, we're just over halfway in. You've done well, boys. Unlike that useless mage. Did you see how he just cowered at the back with his weak-ass heels and support spells for we did all the fighting?
Yeah.
Who brought him into the party anyway?
Who knows? He just joined one day.
Well, he's just a safety net, lads. We don't really need him.
Where is he?
I don't know where he is. He said he was going to explore further in a bit while we took our break. Well, if he doesn't come back in about an hour, we should just leave him. Now, who wants chicken?
Oh, me!
I'm starving.
My lady is ready to receive you now. Good evening. Come forward. Introduce yourself, please. Ah, a mage of the bloodline Zyseria. And what's this I see on your chest? There are not many people living on the surface world with the seal of seven voices burnt onto them. It's a painful process, and most die during the cruel but necessary initiation. It requires not only a strong body, but a sturdy will. Relax. I cannot see through your clothing, not unless I want to. I can simply sense it. Why, yes. Not everybody gets an audience with me. I have much to do. No need to apologize. My tasks are done for the day. I wished to have a meal at this late hour, and I've invited you to join me. Be at ease. Welcome to my dining hall. Sit. Closer, so we may speak easily and freely. We can forgo the excess formalities. It is unnecessary in a setting like this. I hope you're hungry. I know you've already spent hours running about in the Netherworld's outer passageways. Believe me, there isn't much that escapes me. Server? The name you introduced yourself with to my Raven Messenger is not the name you were born with. What was the name you were born with? There it is. I thought so. Are you aware of the fact that I knew your grandfather? The man started a cult in my name. He even built me a sanctuary of worship before the Holy Order burnt it down. Because of his devotion, I promised him that I would help those of his bloodline who wished it of me. You're eyeing the food with quite some surprise. You expected it to be less normal. Oh? I have heard the rumors. The Queen Demoness Asmodee the 32nd feasts upon innocent little children and the hearts and livers of beautiful maidens. Well, most humans think of demons as ravenous beasts with insatiable appetites for blood and suffering. The oversimplification works to our advantage, actually. It makes people easy to manipulate. As a mage, you're more educated, but there will still be things you do not know. Tuck in. It's roasted infernal cockatrice, one of my favorite dishes. Have you had it before? It tastes like chicken, but richer and more creamy. The blue bowl contains sweet glazing, and the red, savory glazing. Preferences? We have something in common then. The wine will be here in a few minutes. I was informed there was an accident involving a royal imp. Very good. This here is spiced mashed potato, diced abyssal fire fruit, and buttered peas. The chips are delicious. My cook obtained the recipe from a chef in Idaho. Help yourself to as much food as you like. There's plenty more where that came from. If you wish for a second helping, just give the server an indication. Yes? Yes, I eat the bones too. You don't have to, of course, unless you want to. I'm hungrier than I thought. This food is the only thing I have an insatiable appetite for at this very moment. The wine's here. Thank you. It'll be like nothing you've tasted before. Now that I have you settled in, let's talk business. You came here for a reason. Since I sense grey and not black magic around you, I deduce that you don't usually consort with demons, nor practice the black arts, not unless your hand has been forced. I'd wager that you've been wronged, and seek some sort of revenge. The heavy kind. Tell me what happened. Cheers. Right. I see. And how long have you been running quests with this party of people? So this has gone on for some time. Why did you not leave at the first sign of disrespect? Uh-huh. Regardless, you are too kind. And kindness, my friend, is not always rewarded. You've been strung along like a puppet. Let me be straight with you. Quite often, people get away with what you allow them to get away with. You say you have been bending over backwards for this group, healing and buffing them during the toughest of battles, doing the difficult legwork, even putting your life at risk for them. And now you've decided it wasn't worth it. They may be efficient at completing tasks, but other than gold, what else have they given you? What else have your quests yielded? False friendship, no respect, and no real positive acknowledgement. They've been putting you down behind your back since the devil knows when. The truth is that without your spells and quick reflexes, your party would never have taken out some of those warriors of the Netherworld. You've managed to cripple and inconvenience some of my best soldiers. It's okay. Never mind that for now. Now you've come to seek me out because they are a powerful party, but you want revenge. You wish to give them a taste of their own medicine. You want to betray the hero. Yes, I can give you the means to do so, but it is up to you to carry out the act yourself. They will not know it was you, unless you want them to know. I'll make sure of that. However, let this be a lesson. Next time, value yourself enough to drop the people who make a joke out of you. Stop extending goodwill to those who do not deserve it, and you won't find yourself in a similar situation. Still, it is disgusting behavior on their part, and I understand where you're coming from. They will deserve what is coming to them. You did not expect me to be so human in my reasoning. What do you mean? The rumors floating around about me being an unreasonable tyrant. Thought I would be more difficult, huh? Those rumors of my so-called tyranny are naught but asinine assumptions propagated by ignorant old fossils and further propagated by those who don't know better. Let me tell you something. I did not get to where I am today by acting unreasonable, being rash, or exerting control where it should not be exerted. I watched the ones who came before me and took note of their shortcomings. You may be too young to know this, but Lady Elagos the 15th had a... "The beatings will continue until morale improves" philosophy. Duke Vellefort the 6th was an obsessive perfectionist who punished his subjects for blinking incorrectly, and his rules would change on a seemingly daily basis. We know what happened to them. Well, motivating one's subjects through fear and control alone, while constantly killing the ones who commit so-called crimes, does not a hardy, prosperous kingdom make. Rule in that way, and before you know it, the cracks start to appear. It's an inevitability. You end up spending more time ensuring that nobody is going to stab you in the back, and putting a stop to numerous uprisings, than planning and innovating and expanding. Power needs to be spent wisely on the things and beings that are important. This is why I have such a strong desire to nurture the potential of every one of my followers. This, and giving them what they want every so often, as long as it benefits the realm, is how I've managed to keep my people happy and my head off a silver platter. They have a reward system they like. I am their chosen queen. They desire for me to rule, rather than someone who won't take their needs into account. That being said, you're sure you want to join me? What you're doing right now is nothing short of consorting with the enemy, given your history, and how you aren't as into demon magic as your grandfather was. Well, ex-enemy now. I stand corrected. You've thought it through? You understand what working with me entails, correct? I will take you under my wing, however, it means you will be leaving the entirety of your old life behind. Yes, after a period of training, your magic will be stronger and of an entirely different caliber to what you're used to. You must be absolutely sure that you want to descend into the darkness, otherwise the Blood Pact won't work. All right. Where your revenge is concerned, I can give you the means to make the lives of those who've wronged you incredibly hard. Heroes rely heavily upon their reputations, yes? Therefore, staging a failure they can never recover from, and ensuring that they'll never be able to show their faces again, will be easy. They'll be booed wherever they go. The other option is to just find an opportunity to feed them to my giant hell vipers. The other option is to just let you have fun with them in my torture chamber. All right. Sleep on it. Okay. Since you've decided, I require a blood pact. Here's a bowl. Use your dagger. Good. It is done. Oh. I think I should tell you that it's normal to feel absolutely drained, and like you have no energy to move. Don't worry. You'll recover. Your soul is now tied to me. Are you okay? You look a bit... That fast. Passed out already. Looks like we've got a lot of work to do. Servant, clean the table, please. No, I don't require someone to come and move him. He's nice and warm. Just let him sleep here in my lap for a bit. I think I might enter his dreams.